here to talk about experience in Romania that ending as donor contribution and technical assistance 1 year ago, but continue with all and maybe increase the success of the implementation. This is about how to diminish the inequalities of people, the poor people living, people living in urban areas, to access family planning services. And this presentation is about how local partnership, local strategic partnership, can help to diminish these inequalities in access services. Before, starting in 2001, the Romanian Family Health Initiative, that is a partnership between the Minister of Health, USAID, GSI, and the local NGOs, focus mainly in the offered services, family planning services for rural populations in Romania. They've developed a national family planning program that actually covers 80% of the rural population. But after this success of the program, the project and mainly the Minister of Health identified that in urban areas there were focus of pockets of poverty that are difficult, more difficult to reach than the big communities that exist in rural areas. As you know, and we were demonstrated previously, the most disadvantaged population are not only the most likely to have poor health. In addition, probably when they are sick, they are the likely to receive less or poorest services in this. It's clear that be poor in our world is bad for our health, and this is a constant in all countries, including in the most developed countries. As an example that happened in Europe and is demonstrated today in UK, the son of one unskilled labor that is born today has less life expectancy than the son of a doctor born today too. And this is in a country where the universal access to the health services is free and is accessible for all populations. As there are other conditionants, as you well know, more than the existence of the services that make some inequalities how to get these services, how to access these services. This is only to understand which groups of population we were targeting. This is used smart segmentation at the beginning of the project back in 1999. And you see that we're talking about women in reproductive health. They are not total population. In rural areas, from the 35% of women in reproductive health living in rural areas, 90-something percent are poor. And this is what we start the program, and we spend 5 years to provide good family planning services to these people, these women and families living in rural. But in urban, there are 10% of the women in reproductive health living in urban areas, they are poor. And this was our target population, these poor women living in urban areas with more difficult to access the services. I think when we are talking about this vulnerable population, and this is one of the definitions, but can be a different one, but this is what we use as an approach, we are talking about subpopulations who are at risk of poor physical, psychological, and or social health because of difference in underlying socioeconomic status, race, ethnicity, or gender. We identify two of these reasons or causes that in Romania were the socioeconomic status and ethnicity, and considering ethnicity for us was the minority, that is a big minority, that is the Roma population. As definition of health inequalities, we were using this difference in health status among various population subgroups, many cases living in the same area. This, I don't know in your countries, but especially in Romania, was very difficult to make the policymakers understand that, including if they're trying to give the best services, these services not always are equally accessible for all populations that they have. So we start with some figures taken from the reproductive health survey. Here you see the abortion rate by socioeconomical status. This is Romanian total population, and you see that the high socioeconomical status have less abortions, as more access to family planning services, than the low population, the blue one. You see here that the use of mother contraception, this is a consequence of the for abortion, the percent of mother contraception use is less in poorest population. The first prenatal care visit is during the first trimester is less frequent in poor population, poor groups populations. The test for cervical cancer screening is less frequent in poor populations. The women and health insurance, the access to health insurance in Romania for poor women are less. They have less access, so they are in less proportion insured. And the reasons for all these inequalities are different, as you well know. These reasons are reasons due to the health system organization. There are reasons due to the clients. There are reasons due to the provider. And between the client and the provider, there are reasons due to the moment with this client-provider encounter produced. As an example of the health system organization is, for instance, that sometimes the access to the services is so complicated, especially when we're talking about family planning, that not always is in the same place. And sometimes it's with the family doctor, sometimes it's with the gynecologist. As these things disturb a lot and make very complicated to reach the clinic where the family planning services are provided. And our target population sometimes have difficulties to understand the circuit. This is one reason, for instance. Sometimes the time when the clinic is open is not a time that is adequate for them. There's another example of the client consideration, for instance, is for the ethnicity or the culture. We have different languages, official languages in Romania. Sometimes they don't have, the provider have no the language, and the client consider that will be not well understood with the provider. Sometimes they have consideration that their beliefs, religious beliefs, or others like Roma, that they have their own culture, they consider that will be not welcome in their services. And in addition, the provider many times, when understand these groups, they consider that they're like lost for the health. They said that they cannot understand the prescriptions, they cannot follow what they are saying, and in some cases they are. They simply don't know how to communicate with these populations. What we did in order to raise this issue, because USAID, that was our donor, was phasing out of Romania, what we considered 2 years ago when this program started is, let's make all the partners together at local level in the 11 most populated cities in Romania, like one-third of the urban population living in Romania. And let's put together this group, this strategic group, following examples like in UK, very successful examples in Western Europe, that they are dealing with this problem of inequalities, creating these local partnerships and pulling resources together and see what they can do. Only with this interchange and leverage of resources of using what they have, not using external resources. We suggest this at the beginning, this option to try to support this creation of these local partnerships or local coordination groups that are called in Romania, with the idea to try to find out if there are solutions or options to diminish these inequalities after they realize that exist in their cities. They start meeting. At the beginning, all of them were very reluctant. The mayor were considered that they are not well. They are more maybe that the local health authority or the district health authority. The NGOs consider that they are not very welcome in this more political group. The social services consider that they are always the poor sister of the, considering the doctors and the health system in general. The insurance scheme, they said that they don't have more money. I'm here, but don't ask me for more money because we don't have more. In general, the first meetings were very, very interesting, that all people put the preventions more than what they can do. But slowly, they start considering solutions and putting some resources together. The constitution of the groups were finalized. What we did, and this in order to encourage them and stimulate them to work, is to make a lot of noise, marketing about these groups, and explain that this is something that happened in all Western Europe and is good for Romania, and make a big public event in the city, in the capital of the district, during the moment of the signature of the collaborative agreement or the memorandum of understanding in these places. The number of participants were surprised us. There were a lot of people that they decide to appear in the picture of this local partnership to deal with inequalities. One of the most surprised group and the one that during the last 2 years is doing a great job is the district police authority, that they never were involved in these more health initiatives, of course not in inequalities, and they were asking for information about family planning, information about what means contraception, all these kind of things, and they are really one of the best peer educators that we have in these cities. These are the list of the generic institutions that are part of the groups. The task for these groups were try to narrow the gap between socioeconomical groups and to provide these services, but according with existing resources in the city. I have only 2 minutes. During the process of the consultation process was very interesting in order to achieve cohesion of the group. And the key interventions were this, to see what are the needs in the city that they were working with, and develop mechanisms to organize the group together, mainly to design easy circuits for all the involving all the social, health, and civil sector, and make the way very easy. One of the most important things that we didn't consider at the beginning was the IC materials, and because this big support of the social and private institution, including TV, in the districts, we develop a soap opera, a telenovela, talking about 6 episodes, and this was one of the most important way to attract and outreach these people, because the telenovela was, this soap opera was shown in many community centers and with the social services and unemployment offices and these places. The issues, and I don't think that I have a lot of time but the services changed. You remember the graph that I showed you at the beginning. The services just start thinking about how they can organize the services in order to welcome, better welcome the populations, and they start changing the hours, making more easy ways to reach the office of the family planning services. The NGOs and the private in the private sector start offering the services for free, only because this is the District Public Health Authority start marketing these services, and in support or in change of this marketing for free that the local authorities were doing for this private sector, they offer free services for these populations, as was a very symbiotic relation, and the demand for family planning increased. Was a lot of training, mainly with policy, with people that many people start receiving information about basic family planning, and this was very useful in order to make more fashionable family planning among these groups. These are results with numbers, and each one of these 11 cities, they have one poster that this is the presentation that they are giving to all the other districts, because some of them now they are supporting other districts in Romania and other capitals to explain how they organize these services, how it's not cost, it's not something that needs more resources, it's only to put all the resources together and make easier this more functional this use of resources. And the good thing that assure the sustainability is that these local strategic partnerships now, they start, and some of them already succeed, to ask to the European Community for funds, and they have specific lines to continue with this, reducing the inequalities in their cities. Thank you very much.